hello everybody and welcome back to a fa-la-la edition of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined by my lovely wife. I was about to say elf, but you're not really an elf. I was trying to be funny. Anyway, my lovely wife, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
What, elf Christy, or do you think you would be elf Tina? What do you think? You're not saying anything.
I don't know what you want me to be.
Oh. Well, I was trying to be funny and do like a funny intro there, but really I couldn't think of what to say, and so I kind of got lost in it. I was trying to make it like festive and Christmassy.
You should have started off with a song then.
A song?
Yeah.
Should I start over again?
Sure.
With a song?
Sure.
All right, here we go. What kind of song though? Like a made-up song?
Start off with like, what's the fa-la-la?
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Welcome to the Lots About Something podcast, where we, the Lots, always talk about something. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined by the ever-jolly Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Is that better?
That's great. Yeah. I think we're gonna rock it on out after that.
Yeah.
That's
you want me to do a different entrance?
I think it's great. I think it sounded great.
You sure?
We're in our festive colors.
We are. That wasn't unintentional.
Red and green, red and green. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Do you know what movie that's from?
No, I do not.
I'll let my viewers think about it for a second. Red and green, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. It's from A Smoky Mountain Christmas with Dolly Parton in it. You've probably never seen that.
Never even heard of that.
But there's a cop on there, a deputy, I think, and he says that part. And I think of it every time I see red and green together.
Is that the one with Kenny Rogers in it too?
I don't think so.
Oh.
You should go and watch it. It's an older movie.
I
and
like
Dolly Parton is in it. I wonder if any of our viewers, our listeners, have seen A Smoky Mountain Christmas with Dolly Parton. Let us know this week, because it's one of my favorite movies to watch.
Well, Christy, the countdown is on to Christmas, and we are just a few days away, really. This time next week,
it's crazy,
will be Christmas Eve.
Are we going to do a podcast then?
I was wondering, we need to decide if we're going to do a Christmas Day podcast, because that's when the podcast would go out.
Mm-hmm.
We may not do a full episode, just a Christmas greeting.
We could sing. I've got good feedback on our songs.
So you want to sing?
Well, I mean, you know, make it very
fun. I just
fun.
Sing Deck the Halls.
And people are going to love that.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to love your singing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
We may just break out into spontaneous songs throughout the whole podcast today.
Man, I hope not. We'll see what happens, though.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
You remember the fun fact we learned about Rudolph last week? Anyway, well, guys, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. To our 7 faithful returning listeners, hi, hello, greetings, we love you. To our new listeners that may have joined us, we're so glad you're here. If you made it this far, this is the Lots About Something podcast. We just talk about something. We don't always know what it is, but it's gonna be good. It's gonna be great, and there's probably going to be a song. Probably going to be a song of some sort. So, anywho. Well, guys, let's jump into our first segment today. It's a segment we kick off the show with pretty much every podcast, and that's with what's new. And we just take a minute and talk about what's new, what's been happening in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Tina, do you have anything new that you want to share?
Do you?
I was just going to talk about some different things that we've done this past week.
You want to start off with that?
Do you have something new?
I have something I need to talk about. I need a warning to all the parents out there.
Oh, is it a grievance?
Of what's transpired, what's happened to me this week.
Oh.
I need to let other mamas out there know, do not do this.
Wow.
So you may want to wait.
So is this a grievance or this is just a warning?
It's definitely something that other people need to be
be
warned about so it doesn't happen to them in their house.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. All right. Well, I don't have anything serious like that. I was just going to mention that we had several church events this past week. We had our Dream Team Banquet. I think we talked about that briefly last week, and it went really well. We had about, it wasn't quite 300 people, but we had a good bit of people there, about 260 or so. And these are just volunteers. These are just the people, and it's not even all of them. There's still a good bit of volunteers that didn't come and couldn't be a part of it. But we had a really good meal, and had some good giveaways. We gave away some really cool prizes to the Dream Teamers. There was this one guy. He's an older guy, Mr. Richard. They're retired. Him and Rhonda are retired. They won an Oculus. Mm-hmm. He was super excited about it. I told him he could play pickleball on it. They lead the pickleball small group at the church. I told him he could play golf on it. He's a big golfer. But I think he was most excited about his grandkids.
They'll probably love it.
Playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave away that. Gave away some cool, like, kitchen stuff that people were really excited about. Espresso maker. I know. As a matter of fact, there was an espresso maker that was won, and then my brother-in-law Anthony, my sister Stephanie's husband, he won some type of KitchenAid mixer, something that he was really excited about. And then the espresso guy wanted to trade Anthony for the whatever it is that he won, and so I tried to broker a deal. Nothing happened, and then somebody else said, "Tell the espresso guy, give him $30 for it." Espresso guy wasn't having it, though. He wanted to take the espresso machine home. So it's kind of like I was a game show host navigating through people.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would keep a mixer over espresso machine.
Maybe so.
Me.
I don't really know what the difference between an espresso machine is and a coffee machine. Because all I drink is coffee. I don't drink anything else.
I think there's probably some rules you have to follow with the espresso machine.
I know Steven and them, they use an espresso machine. I think he uses an espresso machine a good bit, but I just drink coffee. Like if I go to Starbucks, I'm just getting a coffee. Mm-hmm. If I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I'm just getting a coffee. Now, every now and then, I will get a hot tea from Starbucks, but it's very rare. I do like the chai tea lattes from Starbucks, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty tasty.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, So going back to the event, we had a really great night. We ate really good, played some games, had some entertainment. Fireball has some good videos to share, just highlighting the week or the year. So it's a good night.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I always enjoy the Dream Team Banquet.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to go to. For everyone else, to see everyone else. So.
Now, on the back end of it, the venue was kind of a pain in the tail. So the night itself was really good. The back end of it, like where nobody else sees it, I'll just say it was the venue was a pain in the tail to deal with. Yeah, I didn't really care for them, so I don't think we'll ever go back there to the venue. But other than that, it was
fun. I don't see that part, so. That part doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So, I'm not one of those people to deal with them people. I just go and have a good time and watch everybody else have a good time. What are you doing?
I lose my drink or I didn't bring it in here.
I don't think you have it.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. All right. So I was going to mention the Dream Team Banquet. And then last night, part of the reason that we're so tired today is because we got to get together for our staff Christmas gathering.
Mm-hmm.
We do that annually. And it's not the only time, but it's one of the only times that all the staff and all the spouses get together. And the other thing is it's kind of like people not that you don't make it a priority, but like it's always an enjoyable night. Pastor Wesley and Jessica always do a really good job of just making it special and enjoyable. And so it was really good.
It's one of my favorite times of at the end of the year is one of my favorite times to get together with everybody.
Yeah.
And when everybody can be there, you know, just to hang out, talk, get along.
You know, the thing that's really special is specifically for Wesley and Jessica is they are genuinely caring. And so you see that in how they do things. Mm-hmm. You see that care, you see that thoughtfulness that's put into it. You know, and it's like that in anything that, you know, that they're trying to do for other people, you know, especially with, you know, working with Wesley. You know, one of the things that he always thinks about is not just what's happening, but, you know, the experience it's going to create for people. He's big into experiences. He wants memories to be made in these things. And so, you know, it's not just going to a dinner, but it's how do you make memories at this dinner? And so that's just kind of the thought process that he puts in that. So yeah, it's always really great. It's always very thoughtful.
And it's never rushed. It's not like relaxed. Not like get in, get out. It's very relaxed setting and it's just enjoyable. Well,
people
love
just hang out and just kinda, you know, just kinda chill. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice that we got to do that. So and then we were supposed to go to the Nutcracker, but we didn't make it to that. I do think that Mom and them sold their tickets.
Yeah, that's good.
That were supposed to be ours. You see, the whole thing came down to really the Mom got the tickets for the girls, but the girls had another event that they wanted to go to. So we were going to take the tickets, but I mean, in all honesty, we really didn't want to.
I don't think I'm a Nutcracker kind of girl. I don't know if that sounds right.
All right.
I'm talking about the play.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know if that came out right. But, you know, just I don't know if I'm like a play kind of person to take up my Friday night. But I hope they had a great time.
I hope they had the best time. Now, my sister Lauren did tell me that I would have hated the traffic situation, mm-hmm. and the difficulty of parking. I'll tell you the thing that really set me off. I think I was all in to go to the Nutcracker, even though I didn't really want to. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go until I found out where it was, mm-hmm. which was about 20, 30 minutes beyond the location that I thought it was in. So where I thought it was is about 20, 30 minutes from us. And then I found out it was another 30 minutes to get to where it was. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to go to that.
Yeah, and we had a good Friday night without going to the...
No, we had a great Friday night. So, we hung out, ate pizza. It was just me and you. We ordered the pizza that we like to eat, mm-hmm. which is Pizza Hut pan pizza.
It was like a date at home.
Yeah, and we just hung out. So
that's the best dates to me.
It was very nice. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that as well. And that's all I really had. I don't have anything else really to bring up, but I am very interested now in what it is that you have to say because I have no idea what it is that you're talking about.
Well, we did have pajama jammies with Jesus today. That was always fun.
Yeah, that's always church. A fun day.
Now, let's just throw that in there because we got to wear our pajamas.
You know what's really cool? And I don't think Keller listens to the... Keller listens to the podcast, but Keller does jump on the stream, and he listened to the I spoke at church today, and he evidently jumped on, and I didn't even tell anybody. Sometimes I'll tell them, say, "Hey, I'm speaking at church. If you guys want to jump on, they'll jump online." You know that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. I didn't even mention it, so it made me wonder if he's just been on watching the services, mm-hmm. Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, that's great because we've never seen Keller like face to face, but. We know
I mean,
Keller.
Not in person, but no, I mean, I've seen him.
I mean in person, like yeah, you and yeah, I right yeah. here. So that's neat that you can connect in those ways. So we had jammies for Jesus today, which was fun to wear your pajamas to church. But what I wanted to talk about was when you were mentioning the Dream Team Banquet. Lily went and bought her some glitter pants. Some pants with glitter. Sparklies. They were real sparkly. We think glitter pants are in right now. The sparkles.
Yeah, because Karina had some on. Like, Lily came out with them, and I was like, whoa, I bet they look good.
Oh, yeah.
They were cute.
It was she went and bought them specifically for the Dream Team.
And then we went to the Dream Team banquet, and Karina, which is Pastor Stephen's wife, she had some on, too.
Now, I'm not a very flashy person as far as what I dress. I'm very, you know, normal. I don't go out of my comfort zone when it comes to that. Now, Lily, she does in a way. And I have learned something, moms out there. Or even if you own a pair of sparkly, glittery pants, no one warned you to not wash glitter pants with other articles of clothing.
Wow.
I didn't know that Lily had her glitter pants in her dirty clothes basket. And so, me being a good mom, though, I washed Lily's work clothes, which are mainly black. So she'll have her work clothes clean for the week. So I washed just her. Thank the Lord that it was just a small load of clothes, because I didn't know those glitter pants were in there. So I washed them. And when I went to get the glitter pants out of the wash machine, well, just Lily's load of clothes, I didn't know they were in there. I opened up my wash machine, and it was like the glitter pants decided to throw up glitter in my wash machine. Not only was it on the wash, anywhere in the wash, it was all over every article of clothing that I washed that had was with those glitter pants. And so I don't know if I ruined the glitter pants. I'm afraid that I might have ruined them. I won't tell Lily that till she goes to wear them again. But just for a warning out there, moms and people that own glitter pants or sparkly pants, don't wash them with other clothes. I don't even know if we should wash them at all. I don't quite know how to take care of them. But when you do wash them with other clothes, just know, I was sitting here looking at you and you had sparklies on your shirt. There's glitter on my floor. There's glitter in the wash machine, in the dryer, all over clothes that I'm just thinking I'm just going to have to wash a couple times before the glitter gets out. I even went to the car where she sat in the car, and there's glitter all over the seats. So I was just wondering if anybody owns glitter sparkly pants out there that have that same problem. Like if glitter just gets everywhere. Because, you know, I think glitter is, it's almost like, I told you it reminded me of cooties. Like everywhere the glitter pants were is where glitter is now at in our house. So I just thought it was just something of what's new, something that I'd bring up about glitter pants.
So glitter pants. Hey, you know how do you get rid of glitter the same way you do cooties?
I have no idea.
Because you know how you get rid of cooties, right?
I swept up the broom. I swept the glitter up with the broom.
You have to do circle, circle, dot, dot, and that's how you get your cootie shot.
Oh, yeah?
So I bet if you did something like that, it would work with the glitter, too.
I don't
too.
Think that's going to get the glitter away. We may have sparkly, glittery floors for a little while. But you have some glitter on your shirt. I have some glitter on my sweatshirt. But
hey, you know what? A little, if you can't glitter,
just go be sparkly. Glitter.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something fancy. Today's not my day to come up with fancy off the top of my head.
I told Lily, I was like, well, you're going to be sparkling for a couple days in your uniforms, but just go sparkle for everybody. Be a light to somebody. So that's
okay.
It. And I know it's not as big as what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But that's what I have.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Tina, I'm here to challenge you once again with more Christmas knowledge. So last week, we played a game, and I challenged you with filling in the blank of Christmas songs. You did really well.
Are you going to do something like that again?
This week, I'm going to challenge you with Christmas movie quotes from the movie Elf.
Okay.
All right. Do you like Elf? Where would you rate Elf in like your top 10 Christmas movies?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so it's in the top 5. Mm-hmm. I'd say yes, definitely. I would agree with that. It's probably up there for me as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we go. Let's just see how this works out here. Number one, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is blank loud for all to hear.
Is singing loud for all to hear.
Okay, that's correct. Number two, I'm sorry I ruined your lives and crammed 11 cookies into the mailbox, fireplace, DVD player, or VCR. I'm sorry I ruined your lives and crammed 11 cookies into your mailbox, fireplace, DVD, or VCR.
Ooh, this is tough.
I don't know this one. I have a guess of what I think the two options are, but I really don't know the answer.
Did he cram cookies in a mailbox? Or did he cram cookies into a DVD player?
I don't know.
Can you cram cookies in a DVD player?
Maybe.
Maybe a VCR. But VCRs are old. People might not even know what a VCR
was
is.
Was Elf out when the VCR came out?
I think it's...
I mean, was like VCRs like still a thing?
I don't think so. It's either mailbox or DVD player.
Which one do you want to go with?
Into the DVD player.
DVD player. It's VCR.
Wow.
It was a VCR.
Okay.
Only 72% of the players have gotten this right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next question. Then I traveled through the seven levels of the candy cane forest, past the sea of twirly swirly candy canes, gummy bears, gumdrops, or peppermints.
Ooh.
I know this one. I do know this one.
It's got to be gumdrops, huh?
That's it. That's what I think it is. That is correct. Only 67% of the people taking this test got this right.
This is a little bit more difficult and challenging than I expected.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Number four. Okay. You have such a pretty face. You should be on a Christmas blank. A Christmas card, Christmas movie, Christmas storybook, or Christmas catalog.
Card?
That's what I would guess. That's correct.
Okay.
Good job. 63%.
I don't remember all of these quotes from the elf.
Okay. But. So, number five. So, good news. I saw a blank today. Cat, snowman, dog, or human? I don't know the answer to this one. Remember, these are from the movie Elf. So, good news. I saw a blank today.
Human.
A human? Oh, a dog.
Oh, a dog?
It was a dog.
Okay.
Only 57% of the people have gotten that right, though.
That's difficult.
All right, number six. Son of a blank.
Nutcracker.
Son of a nutcracker. Very good.
Did you know that one?
I think once I had read the, if I had read the answers, I would have gotten it. Okay, here we go. Number seven. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite blank?
Song,
animal, movie, or color?
Color. Okay. Not so good at this.
All right, number eight. You sit on a throne of...
Lies.
Yeah. I know that
you
one.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That's a popular one. 92% of the people have gotten this one.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I think you're beautiful... And I feel really warm when I'm around you, and my blank swells up. My tongue, my face, my heart, or my feet?
I think it's heart. It could be tongue.
I think. Go ahead. Which one do you want?
I don't know. Tongue.
Tongue? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Tongue. 41% of the people got that right. All right. Number 10. We elves try to stick to the four main food groups: candy, candy canes, candy corn, and
syrup.
Syrup. That is right.
Because he eats syrup on his spaghetti.
All right, number 11. This place reminds me of Santa's workshop, except it smells like blank and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
Do you know?
That's not the quote that I thought it was. I thought it was going to be beef and cheese.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's when he was talking to Santa. He tells him he looks like beef and cheese. So the options are mushrooms, broccoli, spinach, or onion.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Based on this, though, I would say broccoli if I just had to take an educated guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say onion.
Onion?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Onion it is. It's mushrooms. We were both wrong.
Wow. I don't remember that.
Only 49% of the people got that one right. All right, number 12. Blank with an exclamation point. Oh my gosh, blank, blank here. I know him. I know him. Oh, I know this one.
Santa. I know him.
Yeah.
It's Santa.
Yeah, that's right. Santa. All right, three more. Number 13. This is the one. Yeah. You stink. You smell like beef and
cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
You don't smell like Santa. All right, number 14. Oh, I know this one. I say this one all the time. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your
dad.
Yeah. All right, number 15, last one. So, Dad, I planned our whole day. First, we'll make blank for 2 hours. Is it snow angels, cookies, Christmas cards, or paper snowflakes?
I think it's paper snowflakes.
That's what I think it is, too. It's snow angels, though.
Oh, fooey.
It was snow angels. Well, you got 10 out of 15 right, Tina. Okay. Good job. Shared it proudly. And it says you scored 11% higher than other people.
Oh.
So, good job. Good job on that, Tina, with your elf movie knowledge.
Do you know a song on Elf that they sing?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's not the song I'm thinking about.
What's the song?
I really can't stay. You gotta sing your part.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I don't know any more of it.
I don't either. All right.
But hey, I just thought I'd throw a song in there from Elf.
Well, very good. Okay, listen. Let's do some weird news, but Christmas edition.
Okay.
All right. We hadn't done weird news in a while. And really, it's not weird news, but this is going to be helpful Christmas information with one feel-good story. Okay. So helpful Christmas information news with one feel-good story. All right. So luckily for you and I, Christy, we have gotten most of our Christmas shopping done. Like if Christmas happened today,
we'd be okay.
We'd be fine. We don't have to do anything else, which is really great.
But we probably will do more.
Yeah, we've got a couple other things in our bag of tricks that we're wanting to pull out. But other than that, for the most part, we're ready for Christmas. But if you are still having to deliver or have things shipped, a couple of dates that I thought that you should know. First is for the United States Postal Office. You've pretty much missed the deadline on just regular postal delivery. December 16th for it to be guaranteed is done. Now, tomorrow, which is today, the 18th of December, so we're recording this on a Sunday, on the next day when the podcast comes out, on that day is the last day to do priority mail. And then you can do Priority Express all the way up till Wednesday.
Okay.
So that's just if you're going to go through the USPS.
Okay.
Oh, and that's only for the lower 48 states. That doesn't include Hawaii or Alaska.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, FedEx, you've got a little bit more time. You've got until Wednesday, December the 20th to do a two-day delivery. Or you could do if you wanted to do a express saver and do a three-day ship, you've got to get that in by the 19th.
Okay, folks.
So time's running out, all right?
If you don't do that, you got to go in the store.
Of course, you've got that's FedEx Express. If you do FedEx Ground, one day you've got until the 21st. And if you want to do like a home delivery, or they've got some international flights, you know, but basically you've got until Tuesday, Wednesday, for the most part, on those international flights. All right. UPS, UPS. You've got till Tuesday for a 3-day delivery. So make sure you get that in. And then next day air, that's a, or excuse, yeah, 2-day air is December the 20th. And then next day air is December the 21st.
That's so, this week.
Yeah, so time's coming up. If you've still got to deliver, ship out packages, make sure you get those in. All right? So that's a piece of information. Here's another piece of information. What stores are open on Christmas? You know, this changed when COVID happened. It used to be that these stores were staying open all the time. And when COVID happened, they changed it. And I love that they've not changed it back.
Now, I remember growing up, though, Christmas Day, you couldn't get anything to eat or anything because everything was shut down. So you ate Christmas dinner or whatever you had at the house because everywhere was closed.
Yeah.
And then there was a time where things weren't closed.
Everything was opened up, yeah.
And then COVID happened, and then I think it's good for people to take a day off for Christmas and not have to work all the time. So, but yeah, what? Tell us what stores are open or closed.
Target closed on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And most of them will be open until 8 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Okay, that's good to know.
So that's good information to know. Walmart, all closed on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And most stores will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Okay. Costco will be closed on Christmas. And then on Christmas Eve, they're going to be open till about 5 p.m. Sam's Club will be open until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, but will be closed on Christmas.
Okay.
Best Buy will be closed on Christmas, but open until 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Dick's Sporting Goods closed on Christmas, but open until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
You know, they almost have to be open Christmas Eve because of last minute shopping.
Well, even like, all right, so like Pastor Megan and Ben, they actually do a standing date on Christmas Eve to go out and buy gifts. I think that they used to wait and buy all their gifts. I don't think they do that anymore. But that's like a standing date for them, is to go out and do the hustle and bustle.
Well, I applaud them. But that is something I don't think I'd ever want to do on a date.
Yeah.
And that's not built for, everybody's not built that way, but I applaud them.
So department stores like JCPenney, Nordstrom, Macy's, all closed on Christmas Day, but open until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
It sounds like they're not staying open like to 10 or 11.
Yeah.
They are letting people get off.
A lot of people get off early. Kohl's, closed Christmas. Looks like all of these are closed Christmas, open till 6. Eight, like your hardware stores, Ace, Home Depot, Lowe's, all closed on Christmas. I guess they're going to be open till 5 p.m. Barnes & Noble, Cabela's, Bass Pro, all closed on Christmas Day, but closing early on Christmas Eve. So it looks like, for the most part, most of these stores, all right, so more stores, Burlington, Five Below, Gap, Old Navy, Victoria's Secrets, IKEA, Big Lots, all closed on Christmas Day. So it looks like most of these department stores have truly reverted away from being open on these holidays, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives the workers an opportunity to spend time with their family. And I, you know, COVID was terrible, but the fact that it reset that part of it, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
So I guess whatever store you might be interested in, just know it's probably going to close early on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day sounds like everything's going to be open. I'll tell you what is open on Christmas Day though, Waffle House, because we like to go eat at Waffle House on Christmas night.
Yeah,
I look forward to it actually. NFL games on Christmas Day. All right, so you got to make sure your fantasy's ready, Tina. You got to make sure your fantasy football's ready. You got the Raiders and the Chiefs playing. Okay.
Okay. I don't know if I've got anybody
on there. You have a player from the Raiders that plays.
Did any of us girls have Travis Kelce on their team?
I think Karina does.
Well, she got lucky. I
think so.
Yeah.
I have him on my team. Let me tell you something that's really stinky about my fantasy football team. I'm really frustrated. I say really lightly frustrated about. I'm in first place. This is the first week of the playoffs, and I'm going to lose to a really bad team because I've had a really bad week in fantasy football. So I've been in first place all season, first tied, first or second, and because I have a really bad week, I'm going out in the first round of the playoffs.
Aww, super frustrating. That's so sad.
Yeah, I was really hoping. That was a $20 league, too. Yeah. I was really hoping to win that one.
So you're not going to make it.
I'm going to lose my $20.
You're not going to pull it out.
Unless something amazing happens between now and tomorrow, which is unlikely. So, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to play. So, Las Vegas Raiders, Cincinnati Chiefs is a 1 p.m. game. 4:30 is the New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. The 49ers and Baltimore Ravens come on that night at 8:15. So three football games for people to watch and be aware of.
You won't watch any of that.
I would watch. No, I'll watch the Christmas Story.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'll watch the Christmas Story.
Well, we know it's on two or three of our TVs the whole time.
It's the Christmas Story. The greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I don't agree with that.
Hey, we do need to get some eggnog so that we can have it for Christmas Eve. And we can make some and watch the Christmas Story together.
I got to get my ingredients for all the food I'm cooking too.
All right, here's my feel-good story, and then we'll get ready to wrap it up here.
Having a conversation during the podcast.
Listen, all right. So there was a boss that was getting together for her in Kentucky. What was the place? It was... I can't remember the location in Kentucky. Oh, Bowling Green, Kentucky. So it was she was getting together with her workers, and she ordered some gifts, but they didn't come in. And so she decided that she was going to go buy a bunch of lottery tickets and pass them out. And so there were several that hit. And so then they decided that whatever they won, they were going to keep going with it, keep buying tickets with it. And so this went on for several days, and they kept going. Let's see, they kind of talked through. So, you know, they won a few $30 tickets. They won a $50 ticket. Somebody won a $100 ticket. And so they went back a few days later and bought another scratcher and won $50,000.
Wow.
And so now they've all split it. So all the workers have decided to split it amongst themselves. And so of the 50,000 after taxes, it says they won about 36,000. And so each person that was involved in that is going to win $1,750 each.
That's all?
Yep.
Out of all that money?
Out of all that money.
That's all you get?
They got the... I mean, still, if you got $1,750 as a gift, that's still pretty good.
That's a nice gift, but $50,000 is a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but I think it was amongst 27...
27 Kentucky co-workers.
Where's it at?
Right there.
Yeah, 27 Kentucky...
No, 21.
21 Kentucky co-workers, sorry. 21 Kentucky co-workers. So, you know, like an office, an office of people... They just decided they split all that money together.
Yeah.
If you had gone and bought that $50,000 ticket, would you have wanted to split it with people?
Probably, yeah.
Man, that would have been difficult. I'd have been like, man, this is a shame that we didn't win anything on that.
That's the difference between you and me.
I'd be like, man, that's a shame that we didn't get anything.
Doesn't surprise me that you'd say that.
Oh, me. All right. Well, Tina.
You're so funny.
Why don't you give us a wow today? Give us some words of wisdom.
We've probably done this before, but I came across it again and thought I'd just read it again. So our wow for today is in Philippians 2:14-15. It says, do everything without complaining and arguing. This is still hard for me to do this. I complain and argue a lot. We all do. But the Bible says for us to do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. I just think that's a great reminder to not argue and complain all the time.
It is difficult. It is difficult to not.
And even during this season, people argue about long lines or argue about the traffic or argue because they don't have what they're supposed to have in stock. You know, just we find ourselves complaining and arguing all the time when it clearly says for us not to. And so I think we all should work on that this week.
Yeah. Complain less.
Argue less. Be a light more. Be a bright light in a world. Shining bright for all to see, like
shine bright like a diamond,
like my glitter, like Lily's glitter pit.
Shine bright like a diamond.
So that's my little wow for the day, or for the week.
All right. Well, very good, very good. Well, Tina, I think we've come to the end today.
And it's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 p.m. our time, past your bedtime.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. So, and we appreciate so much you guys coming, hanging out with us on the podcast. If you're a new listener, man, we appreciate, again, you hanging out with us, returning listeners. We love you. We're so thankful for you. If you've not yet done so, we hope that you will hit the follow button or subscribe button, whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can even watch us on Spotify. If you didn't know that, just go down to that little tab at the bottom and click on it, and you should see our face pop up. So we appreciate so much you guys being here. We love you, and hope that you guys have a great lead up week. I guess this is Christmas week Eve, The lead up to Christmas, and I hope it's really well. Man, not only is Christmas approaching, but the end of 2023 is approaching, which is also very difficult to believe. Mm-hmm. I've got some really cool stats about the podcast I'm going to share for the last episode we do for the year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some things you don't even know about that I want to tell you about that I thought were really cool. So,
yeah. Maybe we'll even wear Christmas stuff.
For
Christmas Day stuff.
Oh, Christmas Day stuff, yeah.
We're going to be decked out in Christmas stuff. I don't know what that'll be, but...
Maybe so. All right. Well, guys, thank y'all again for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful week. We look forward for you to join us again very, very soon. Until then...
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.